We, the SOMA, and SOMA is an alliance of a number of political organizations, and SUNA, South Sudan United National Alliance. These are two alliances plus NAS-RCC, National Salvation Front Revolutionary Council, Revolutionary Command Council. We have come together, and we have decided to come together to consolidate our unity. And today, on the 9th of January, a very important day in our history, we commemorate the 20th anniversary of the signing of the Comprehensive Peace Agreement today, and as well as also commemorating the 14th anniversary of the holding of the referendum on self-determination by the people of South Sudan, who determined their future and achieved their independence, which was declared on the 9th of July 2011. We have come together to declare the United People's Alliance as an alliance of a number of political parties in the two alliances, plus the NAS Revolutionary Command Council. And we are coming together to intensify the struggle for peace and good governance in South Sudan and to rescue South Sudan.
Yeah, let's talk about the peace.
Yes.
It's our the South Sudanese people and the region at large were expecting you and the government delegation to resume the Tumaini talks on January 6th. Today is the 9th. Instead of talking about the resumption of talks, we are talking about a new group. Why? What is happening?
First, it is true that the parties have been invited by the mediators to resume the negotiations on the 6th of January. Unfortunately, and as usual, the government delegation did not show up, and that is a sign of lack of seriousness to bring peace to the country. This is not the first time. We waited for them several times, and they have not shown up. And this is another added sign that the government really is not serious about peace. If they were, they would have been here on the 6th. But today, the 9th of January, is a day that the people of South Sudan determined their future and decided to choose to be an independent, to build a state where they will live in peace and harmony among themselves and build a country that will restore their dignity and in which they will live in prosperity, creating wealth and sharing this wealth equitably among themselves as equal citizens. This dream has not been achieved, and today, while we are in search for peace, we have come together to intensify this struggle to bring this peace and also to move towards the realization of the dream of the people of South Sudan,
which they have decided
on the 9th of January 2011.
Pagan, forgive me for interrupting you. The dreams of the people in South Sudan is peace. They want the Tumaini initiative to wind up so that a new chapter is opened and people get back to, rebuilding their lives. But instead, we are seeing new groups being formed. And, this appears to be also a delayed tactics. You were saying the government is delaying coming to Nairobi and you guys are forming a new group. And this group might come up with new conditions which will delay the process.
This group that has united themselves, and unity is a very important value. It is actually a very important value that the people of South Sudan are searching for. We have to unite ourselves as South Sudanese. The opposition have to unite themselves. And we have to unite ourselves to strengthen our search for peace and our struggle for peace. That is why we are uniting ourselves. And in the face of the challenges that we are facing in the peace process, there is no any other way but to unite.
And when are the talks starting? And when are you starting the talks, rather?
We are in the venue of the talks. The government is not here. You can ask the government, when are they coming to the talks? They have been invited and they have not come.